So this paper is about drivers. And this is a system community, but problem is that we can't do anything for real if we don't have a driver. So the, I think that many of you are industry people. And in real life, what you start to do, you have a nice device, you want to implement a driver for it, and you pick up the, let's say, the latest version of Linux at that time. But unfortunately, Linux evolves very quickly just because they implement new interfaces, new features, and you want to keep up with the evolution. So that's something called the forward porting problem. So it's well known, and the nice way you address it in Linux is that at some point, you can put your driver within the kernel, and there will be some nice people that will evolve your driver for you. Unfortunately, sometime you want to use a much older version of Linux because the old versions are often quite stable, and also in real life you depend on many libraries that maybe are not available in latest versions. And this is known as the backporting problem. And of course, here, nobody's going to solve a problem for you. So we need a porting methodology. And what we can do is try to compile the driver with the target kernel and see what occurs. So you will get compilation errors. And normally, if it breaks, it means because of some evolution of some change in the way the driver interacts with the kernel. So with a little bit of luck, if something breaks, probably someone else have done or encountered the same problem before. And it's there's some probability that if you look to the code history of Linux, you can find an example of what you need to do to fix the problem. And then the problem is to find the right information. Once you get it, then you can study the commit and see what you need to do to evolve your driver. So, okay, one assumption here, if it compiles, it works. And if it doesn't work, at least the developer can test the driver because he gets something that compiles and something that he can test. So let's see that on a simple example. So the example is a driver for an LCD panel driver, something that was introduced in Linux 3.9. And we want to port it to Linux 4.6. So we compile the driver with the latest version of the kernel and see what occurs. So we get many errors. So our first problem is to try to understand which of these errors are meaningful. So there are many messages, and if you look a little bit in detail, you can see that there are some important ones that are highlighted in red or green, and some that just are non-important. And they're there because the GCC is confused. So in fact, the first thing is to filter all these errors and only retry the most important ones. Then we have to find a commit that tells us what to do. So I'm not going to detail how we do that for now. We'll see that later. But let's say we found a nice one back from January 2015. And this one is about treating the problem with suspend and resume fields. So you can see that the, I don't know if it's readable on the slide, but you can see that the most of the problem are due to the fact that suspend and resume field are removed in the latest version of the kernel. So we found a commit, not going to detail all of this, but it tells you what to do with these fields. So first thing it says is basically that we have to remove a suspend and resume field, and also you have to compensate in the body of a driver to account for these changes. You have to change parameter list, you have to change evolve function body, and you have to do this for both resume and suspend. So we got an example. Do this apply to our driver? So yes, a little bit. So we can see that we can remove suspend and resume. Then we can change parameter list. And the commit example is quite good there. Unfortunately, it fails for some of the functions that are called within the function body. So we need to find more examples of commit. So we have to go back to step two and browse through the Git repository again and try to find a good example again. And in that case, we found three other examples. And with these three other examples, we were able to successfully update the driver. OK, so what can we learn from this example? First, we need to filter many redundant and inconsistent compiler messages. And even if we have few changes, few errors, it may lead to many changes within the driver. Then we need multiple examples of commits to find the right transformation. And finally, we need to find the right ones. It's not just one example. So we have to spend a lot of time going through all the repository so as to find the right information. So just for this driver, there are 80 Linux kernel structures that have a field name suspend or resume, which means that likely a lot of commit that relate to this. Okay, so our contribution. So we came up with two tools. The first one is GCC Reduce, and the purpose of this tool is just to filter out redundant error messages. And we collect additional information. And from this information, we're going to construct a request for finding the right commit. And so what I mean by request, this is our second tool, which is called Prequal. It's a domain-specific language that allows one to write requests for finding commits into the Git repository in a nice way using pattern matching. So Prequel is based on something we've done before, which is called Coccinelle. I don't know if many of you know Coccinelle or used it, but it's another domain-specific language that is used every day by Linux developers to improve the kernel. In fact, if you download the latest version of Linux, there's more than 50 semantic patch that are Coccinelle rules, and there's more than 4,000 commits in Linux that come from the usage of Coccinelle. So that's something that the main Linux developers, they know very well, and they're familiar with the syntax of Coccinelle. So the difference between Prequel and Coccinelle is that Coccinelle works on the real C code, while Prequel works on patches. Just to give you a very small idea of how it works, here there's a simple example, and it says that I want to search in the commits the one that removed the suspend field. And the way we specify that is that before suspend, there's a minus. So you see that's very simple. Of course, that's for the beginners. Advanced usage are, of course, a little bit more complicated. One of our goals here is to have something that is efficient. We assume that most of Linux developers, they use a standard laptop, and so we want to come up with a solution that delivers a result in, let's say, very a quick amount of time. By quick, I mean, let's say, 30 seconds. So the challenge here is that there's around 70,000 commits per year in Linux. So it's absolutely impractical to process all of them. So we need some kind of filtering way. And for this, the strategy we use is to look to the words that are referenced in the prequel patches and do an index, build an index based on the word that are in the request. And based on that, we're able to filter away many of the potential patches. In terms of ease of use, even if we think that writing a prequel request is not that difficult, we don't want most of the user to write a prequel request. So that's why GCC reduce do the job for them. And so we built requests for undefined variable, function, field type, wrong number of arguments, incompatible types in assignments, initialization argument, but no syntax error. Because we start with a driver that is perfectly fine for a given version of Linux. Okay, let's go to the evaluation. So what we did was to start with drivers introduced in 2013 and then in 2015. And we tried to forward port them or backward port them. So you see there's a lot of them, and they also come from many different sources. There are some networking, clock, or IO drivers. So I think we have a quite large set of different drivers. So first thing is performance. I told you that our target or goal was the 30 second limit, which I think is reasonable in terms of waiting time. You don't want to wait too long in front of your laptop. So that's the horizontal dashed line. In Y, we have the waiting time, and in X, that's just the number of issues. All the issues that were reported when trying to forward port the 2013 drivers to Linux 4.6. So why 2013? Because we thought it was the worst case because quite old drivers. So the good thing is that for 70% of these drivers, the waiting time is under 30 seconds, which I think is a good result. Of course, if there's many issues, then many files to process, then the waiting time is longer. It goes up to nearly 2 minutes. In blue, you have the time spent for selecting the commit And in red, you have the total time. So this shows that filtering works in practice, because we are able to remove many of the commit. Second thing about performance is about GCC reduce, which filters away some of the redundant error messages. And that's exactly what shows what is shown is in this graph. And in blue, in red, you have the original number of issues. And in blue, you have a result of a filtering. And in many cases, we are able to filter down up to 10 issues in when porting a file, which also I think is a good result. Finally, we did the experiment of fully porting 33 drivers, so 13 forward ports from 2013 to Linux 4.6, 10 back ports, and 10 forward ports from 2015 to Linux 4.6. In total, this means 107 different issues. So the result is that we got a success for 80 issues. By success, I mean that the example exactly told us what we should do, and we got exactly the same result that is in the final driver or in the older one. Still, there are some cases where the approach fails, and sometimes it's because of some limitation in GCC reduce, or sometimes it's just because it's hard to find the right information in the commit. So the limitation here is not due to the tool, but to the fact that the Git repository doesn't tell you exactly what you should do. Oh, yes. And what is really important here is that in 96% of the cases, Prequel, the first commit reported by Prequel is the right one, which means that for the developer, it's a huge time saving. You don't have to browse for a list of hundreds of commits. OK, so I'm done. So I've shown an approach with two tools that allow the driver developer to forward port or back port his driver. And the problem here is really to find the right information in a quick amount of time in the repository. There's a lot of future work to do there. We can improve the ranking algorithm. We can improve the way GCC reduce work. Okay. So I just want to say that everything we've done is available on the web. And we'll try in the future to disseminate the use of Prequel into the Linux community, as we've done in the past for Coccinella.
Davamit, Vimur. Very interesting talk. Did you consider, if I needed to port a driver, I would use Git, the repository management tool, and bisect the commits in order to find which one broke the compilation? What is wrong with this approach? Is it better or worse?
So we, in fact, we did it, and there's a comparison in the paper between using Prequel and Git. The problem is that Git, there's two problems. First one is the poor expressivity you have in, Git is not, the syntax of Git is not expressive enough. and you can't say anything about types. There's no way to distinguish from a minus to a plus. And the result it gives is not sufficient. There are too many results, and you waste a lot of time in finding the right commit.
Okay.
We also did it for Google, trying to find commit using Google, and it was of no usage ever.
Norman Wilson, University of Toronto. It's many years since I've written any device drivers, and none in Linux. But as someone who has done a lot of it in the distant past, although this is a pretty neat piece of work, I can't help but feel you're solving the wrong problem. There's two fundamental things. One is the fact that a device driver or any other program compiles doesn't really provide any proof that it's correct or functioning properly, especially in the face of interfaces changing underneath it. And in the second place, it seems to me that the problem here is not whether programs compile and copying what other people did to make it compile, but the fact that the interface changed. Don't the Linux developers, this is an honest question, I don't know the answer. Do the Linux developers, in fact, publish what the device driver interfaces are for a given version of the kernel? And if they don't, isn't that the problem that needs to be solved first?
I think it's an explicit will of the Linux developer to be able to evolve the kernel very quickly so as to be more efficient and come up with better interfaces.
Yes, but if you don't publish the interfaces, if you don't write them down, then other people can't use them accurately. That's just a rule of software that's been true for decades. I've seen many cases where people just copy code from one device driver to another without understanding what it does.
Yeah.
Because there's no written specification for what it does, and the result is just a mess. That's where a lot of our security vulnerabilities come from, in fact.
Okay. I fully agree, so yeah. That's why we come up with tools to help the user or developer to come up with better drivers.
Well, yeah, I just don't see how this tool attacks the root problem.
Okay. Can discuss this offline.
I was wondering if you looked into matching the relevant commits that you found with the commit messages. How much would it help to, you know, encourage developers to explicitly state in the commit message that this commit fixes a compatibility issue because of the changes in the kernel? Have you looked into that?
You mean a better comment?
Yeah. So, like, if a commit fixes a compatibility issue, then, you know, it's quite likely that the developer would write this in the commit message?
Not always.
It help if people did that more often?
Yes, but the problem here again is a problem of coming up with a real standard for commit messages. And I don't think it's up to the point.
Normally
there's one rule in Linux that a commit should be related to only one problem. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, that's not always the case.
I see, but like, if you could compare, for example, your results with just searching for commit messages with like keywords like compatibility.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, so like you
Yeah, but it's not available, so.
I can see that we have a lot of interest in this topic, but unfortunately, in the interests of time, I'm going to take one more question, and then you're going to have to catch up with Gilles in the breaks at lunch, or will you be at the poster session?
Yes.
So we'll continue this offline.
Henry Ching, Stanford. So my question is, when in your evaluation, Did you evaluate how much time is actually saved by the use of these tools as opposed to just whether or not they produce relevant information?
I don't have the real result here because evaluating the amount of time is highly difficult. The only result I can provide you is the one is what does prequel tell you the right commit or not? And that's what we got there, is that in 96% of the cases, we returned the right commit and it was ranked first, which was not the case using other approaches. If you look to the paper, you can see the comparison with Git and the best option we could come up with Git, and you see that in many cases, we don't come up with a good result, or it's far away.
Thank you.